Hello, Cancer, and welcome to The Awakening from Planet Waves. I'm Eric Francis Coppolino, your astrologer for the next hour or so, or 12 hours, I don't know. Here with your audio reading for Cancer, Cancer Rising, potentially Cancer Moon. Who knows, Cancer Boyfriend, Cancer Girlfriend. In environmental news, it's about 10 degrees outside and a bit dry. My lungs are feeling it. I'm not at full power, so I'm going to take it easy here, and I've got plenty to say, but I'm unlikely to be packing ideas into every minute, so proceeding at a nice moderate pace. In this reading, I want to sum up the basics of, of your astrology in this 18-month year from approximately now till mid-26, and then focus on matters of vocation, calling, and profession, particularly as pertain to the digital age, which is where we are. It wouldn't do much good if I was telling you about how to get a parcel onto the Pony Express, or maybe how to set up your own Pony Express. Now, the thing about this theme is that it is already so overlaid with the main astrology that you are experiencing that I'm going to emphasize a few other things and then work my way into that. The reason for this emphasis is a tremendous amount of unusual activity in your 10th house or 10th place. I'll use those terms interchangeably, house or place. I kind of prefer place, but all astrologers are acclimated to saying the word house, so we tend to say it. And not so many say place, but that's the older term. And the 10th for you is Aries. Count 10 places from Cancer. You wind up at the top of the chart, you wind up at Aries. And Aries is a very strong sign of what we, well, identify with, but not in the sense of like what button you wear, but identify with in the sense of what you simply have to do in order to be yourself. Everybody's got Aries someplace in their chart. And for those who have Aries in the 10th place, you are really only going to find yourself either through following a vocational calling of some kind, though it is possible, because the 10th deals with family, that you can experience a strong vocational calling to lead your family. And this may be the case. And I realize that for a long time, this has been in hard times. And now we're seeing some move back to traditional value, which is kind of there's a touch of make-believe to the trad wife tradition. However, I know that there are people who are called to, make their primary activity in this world family. But I'm also speaking, I think, probably more commonly, more proportionally to those who are interested in participating in the wider world outside of the household in an exciting and meaningful way. And this has been growing. It has gone through a number of phases in recent years, and now I think you're about to enter the greatest of them, the biggest of them, and the one with the most creative potential. So I'll be looking closely at activities in Aries, which I have done quite a bit of in your written reading. I've described two different patterns in the 10th, the standout pattern, which has been developing for years, and the synthesis pattern, which is going to just basically show up one day in the spring and then come into full strength in the spring of 2026. But I want to start with some of the other material of your chart, some of the other ideas, and then we'll work our way into that. And some of this I may have emphasized less so, owing to the importance of these two patterns in Aries. So let's consider a few things going on. First of all, coming in and out of Gemini are some important sign changes. Gemini is the place before your own. It's, in astrology, this is referred to as the 12th house. It is by far the most mysterious and the very strangest of the houses. And here you have the sign Gemini. And this suggests that there's a whole world you contain within yourself that is very much a reflexive, self-aware, vibrant world that may manifest, for example, in dreams that are highly meaningful, where the meaning can come through in words as well as in images, and also where the rather intense dualism associated with Gemini, this either this or that kind of consciousness, and the continual splitting of everything in two that the world seems to be pretending to rebel against with all of this non-binary bullshit. You have this right in the place where you want it, which is as a primarily internal feature, because this helps you match your awareness to that of the world. The 12th is very, very sensitive, and it's one of several houses that leads out of the chart. The 8th is the other really big one that opens up a portal to a whole other dimension in through which spouses and in-laws and inheritances and various legacies enter. This is also going to be a very active place in your chart for the foreseeable future. So presently you have Jupiter as the big influence here. Come back to that in one second. And the news of 2024 was that Sedna entered Gemini. Now, Sedna takes 11,400 years to go around the sun. There's only a couple of known bodies like it. They are not named. They are studied closely because of the possibility that they could indicate the presence of other large planets deep out in the solar system. And there is a theory by some astronomers I respect, Tugio and Brown and others, that this is a possibility. So for all those Nibiru fans, that there may actually be something like that out there. But Sedna has entered Gemini, and Sedna has the property of environmental sensitivity. We could say a lot of things about Sedna, from the myth of Sedna, the girl who nobody's good enough for.